Greetings, fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Jamie Pauls. I'm on vacation this week, and I've been playing with my computer. My wife's out of town, and I've had some time to just kind of have a little fun and to muse about things such as, are Blind Cool Tech listeners Blind Cool Techites, Blind Cool Techians, Blind Cool Technicians, or Blind Cool Technologists? You can kind of see where I'm coming from right now and what frame of mind I'm in. I have decided to present a companion piece to a piece that Rick Harmon submitted discussing Saratech's new product, System Access to Go. Rick touched on the internet just a little bit, but I would really kind of like to expand on that just a little bit and kind of show you some things that I think Saratech is really doing well. In order to do this, I'm going to demonstrate another screen reader and show you kind of how I'm going to accomplish a task using Window Eyes in this case, and I can accomplish it very well. And I have no complaint with how I accomplish it, but I think that Saratech is able to bring something to the table that we maybe need to look at just a little bit and kind of be interested in. I will also show you some things that System Access to Go absolutely cannot do at this time that Window Eyes can do, just to be fair. So, having said that, let's go to Amazon.com. And I'll do that by bringing up the Run menu.
Combo. Edit box. Open O.
And we're going to type
www.amazon.com.
And press Enter.
Desktop. Skype. 52 of 56. List view. Windows Internet Explorer. Custom control. Custom control.
Are going to load Internet Explorer and then load the web page. So it's obviously going to take a few seconds for this to occur.
331 links, 8 tables, 1 heading. Content.
All right. I'm going to stop.
Top.
Go to the top of the page. Press the letter C.
Amazon.com combo box.
We might as well search Amazon. That's kind of what I want to do anyway. Press the tab key.
Edit box.
Press
browse off.
Enter.
Search. Edit box.
And type Mannheim Steamroller.
M-A-N-N-H-E-I-M space S-T-E-A-M-R-O-L-L-E-R.
And press Enter.
Amazon.com Mannheim Steamroller.
Takes a while for that to load.
194 links, 2 frames, 1 heading. Content goes here, simple content goes here, simple content goes here, simple content goes here, simple content.
Well now, all right. That's wonderful that the simple content is available. I'm going to go to the top of the page.
Top.
Press Control-Shift-F.
Combo. Edit box.
And type Mannheim.
M-A-N-N-H-E-I-M. Found. Mannheim Steamroller. Edit box.
That was my original search term.
Found. Mannheim Steamroller.
And I pressed Insert F. Let's do a Control Shift R and just see what we have.
Mannheim Steamroller related searches. Link Mannheim Steamroller Fresh Air. Showing top results 1. Link Mannheim Steamroller Christmas Celebration. Link Mannheim Steamroller Christmas Celebration by Mannheim Steamroller Audio CDI 12-2004. Link by Noob $17.98. $14.99. Link 77 used. Noob room $1.95. Get it by Wednesday. Jump 20 if you order in the next 1 hour and 5 minutes. Eligible for free Super Saver shipping. Music link CL 69 items 2. Link Christmas. Link Christmas by Mannheim Steamroller Audio CDI 25-1990. Link by Noob $12.
Okay, you get the idea. I was able to get there using my screen reader's find commands. That is by no means a hardship. I wouldn't consider that a difficult task. Anyone who's much of a screen reader user at all is going to become familiar with that and going to understand that in order to do much on the web, you're going to need to use some of these little shortcuts, if in fact that's the right term at all. So I could have done the same thing with JAWS. I was tempted to, just in fairness, but I don't want to belabor the point. You get the idea. You can do the same thing with JAWS. Both screen readers handle this just fine. I'm going to exit out of Internet Explorer.
Studio record.
By the way, in order to be fair here, I'm sitting here window-wise loaded. If I press the letter S,
recording over 0050.
You get some nice information from Studio Recorder. If I pressed the letter
R
to reset my value, and the letter A,
-14.7, -15.3.
You can see I'm recording at a pretty low volume here. That's kind of the way my mic, my headset mic, and my sound card work together. So I'll normalize that later on. That's not really a part of this podcast, except that it will be here in a second. Okay, I'm sure that made a lot of sense to you. But anyway, let's exit out of Window Eyes. So let's
Window Eyes.
Do it
Window
this
Eyes
way.
Active Window Eyes point.
All right.
Okay. Button. Dialog.
Alt F4.
Window Eyes.
Enter. And let's give that a chance to fully unload. Sometimes I find that I get into trouble when I get in a hurry. And we're not going to get into in a hurry today. Now, I'm going to go to the Run menu again, Windows key R, and I'm going to do exactly what Rick did. Type www.satogo.com and press Enter.
Welcome to System Access to Go. Please press Enter to begin.
And I shall.
Please press Alt plus R to continue.
And I shall.
Please press Alt plus R again to continue.
And I shall. And at this point, for some reason, I have to press Alt R again. I'm getting an extra message on the screen. I think I used Narrator to find out what it was the other day, but I'm not going to bother with that right now. So again, I will press Alt R. And we are loading up.
If this is your first time using System Access to Go, please listen to this entire message before typing. If you are...
Well, okay. Press Control to hush that up. I'm going to enter my account number. You will not hear me do that. And I will press Enter.
Please type your PIN and press Enter.
I'll let you hear that because it's a fun little sound.
You're logged on. Loading System Access. Please wait. System Access to Go is ready. Studio Recorder Document 1.
All right. Now, you'll notice that the voice is speeded up. That's nice. That's where I wanted it. I'm sitting in Studio Recorder. If I hit the letter S, I don't hear anything. If I hit the letter A, I don't hear anything. So, to be fair, System Access doesn't read a thing in Studio Recorder except the title.
Studio Recorder Document 1.
I'm sure if I wanted to review it with the mouse keys, shift... No, I'm sorry. Modifier plus M.
Virtual mouse on, 083. Slider, minus 90. Recording over. Find the window. Slider, minus 88. Recording over. E. C. Over. End of line, over.
Yeah, well, okay, that's not real instructive, so...
Virtual mouse off.
Turn mouse off. Anyway. I've taken the liberty of slowing the voice rate down in System Access, and we're gonna, from the Run menu,
Run, type the name of a
type
www.aazon.com desktop list
enter
Skype Windows Internet Explorer connecting.
Again, it's gonna take a while to load. Takes quite a while to load. Now you heard something kind of interesting there. You heard the word seesaw. That was what you heard. I don't
know. Customers with similar searches purchased.
Okay. Let me stop that.
Button.
I don't exactly recall what seesaw stands for. It has to do with a community-based way of making websites accessible. If you label graphics and that sort of thing on the internet, you can then submit those labels to a centralized location so that anyone who's using system access who goes on the net can make use of that information on that particular site. So when you hear the cool little seesaw sound, that's a bit of alliteration if you'll allow me, then you know you're in good hands, so to speak. You are in charted territory here. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Already at start of page.
I'm going to press the letter E.
Search. Editable text. Blank.
Now, we don't have any of this browse mode, forms mode, MSAA mode business with system access to go. We can just start typing. So let's do that.
M-A-N-N-A-E-I-M space S-T-E-A-M-R-O-L-L-E-R.
Press tab.
Go button.
And let's press enter on the go button. And see what we get. One would think that it shouldn't take that long to do a search, but who knows?
Mannheim Steamroller. Related searches, Mannheim Steamroller Fresh Air. Showing top results. 1. Mannheim Steamroller Christmas Celebration by Mannheim Steamroller Audio CD October 12, 2004. Buy new, $17.98, $14.99, 77 used and new from $1.95. Get it by Wednesday, June 20th, if you order in the next 39 minutes. Eligible for free Super Saver shipping.
You'll notice that as System Access was reading the screen, that links were announced by beeps instead of the word link.
Amazon.
Now, if you just do it pressing the tab key,
Mannheim Steamroller Christmas Celebration, link,
then you hear those links spoken. The double beep there, by the way, was studio recorder clipping, and that will be referenced a little bit later in the presentation. Now, this is beta software, and I had to restart my computer. Amazon was crashing. Internet Explorer 7 and I have not gotten along real well since I installed it, and I don't know if it's IE with screen readers, I don't know if it's i.e. with my system, or what, but it can be finicky with me on a good day sometimes. So, you know, System Access to Go is beta software, but I wouldn't have a clue whether it was the fault of the screen reader, or IE7, or some other gremlin that I'm not aware of, but I ended up rebooting the computer, reloading System Access, relaunching Amazon.com, and everything read as it should. So, you know, just kind of take that for what it's worth. But I think it's interesting. If you do a Google search with System Access to Go, it'll do the same thing. It will jump right to the list of results that you're wanting and start reading. I find System Access to Go pretty fast on the internet. Also, the idea of having to, you know, to go into any kind of a special forms mode, browse mode, or anything to type in editable text is interesting. I don't know that that's just going to revolutionize my world, but at the same time, it's kind of neat. So, I guess the kind of the bottom line to this is that for a screen reader that's web-based, that might be an affordable solution, especially for those who do any kind of assistive technology teaching or working on other people's computers, or perhaps your job situation puts you at someone else's computer. I know there have been times when I've been at a colleague's computer and they didn't really want me to install a screen reader. And quite honestly, I didn't really want to either because, you know, under the best of circumstances, strange things can happen, and who wants to be responsible for that on your colleague's computer? So, it would have been wonderful to be able to go on the internet to load up System Access. You know, my boss was on vacation, and I needed to access her computer, and didn't, you know, I use Narrator of all things. So to have been able to, even with a dial-up connection, which our work had at that time, to be able to go on, load up System Access, do what I needed to do on her computer, and then do what I'm going to do right now.
Shutting down system access.
And by the way, the volume has changed. That's why Studio Recorder is clipping. I apologize for that. But again, when you restart the system and, you know, try to set levels again, that can be a little interesting. So anyway, system access is gone without a trace. I am now without a screen reader. So I trust that this will give you some food for thought. I will reiterate Rick's point, especially while this thing's in beta. Go check it out. Play with it. You have absolutely nothing to lose, and you might find it to be kind of fun, if nothing else. So this is one of the more piecemeal podcasts I've done in a while. I apologize for the varying levels. I apologize for the occasional clipping. But in keeping with the problems I had and the beta software issues that I was dealing with, perhaps you can kind of understand the difficulties I was facing. I felt the need to go ahead and insert here because I just want to give you a little contact info. A lot of times I'll throw that in just kind of as something to close out the podcast with, but in this case it might actually be a little bit instructive if you would like to visit with me. Ask any questions, pass any thoughts along. I would really like that. So you can email me at jamiepauls, that's JAMIEPAULS, at gmail.com. Or if you have my other address, the sbcglobal.net address, that's fine too. You can certainly use that one. But the Gmail one is just easy to remember for people. So that's the one I generally give for this type of thing. You can, of course, check out my website at www.accesswatch.info. I plan to actually update the site in the near future. I have some things I want to add content-wise. You can also check out my blog at http://accesswatch.wordpress.com. And my thanks to Jeff Bishop and the whole Main Menu team for allowing me to do weekly software reviews from Access Watch. And of course, Main Menu is going to take a little summer break, but when it resumes, I trust that we'll be doing that again. So, with all that said and done, until next time, this is Jamie Pauls, and have a great summer.